Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Larry moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ed Durham now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp fields it and throws to second for the out. Lazzari moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod takes first base on ball four. Dickey moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sherrod strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs bunts towards third. Pickering can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sherrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves strikes out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Rhine reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's 5-1, Yankees. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Larry reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's 6-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Webb moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Pickering goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Yankees. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Bobby Reeves. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 7-4, Yankees. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Ed Durham. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ollie Marquard now playing second base. Danny McFadden now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherrod hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Johnson now pitching. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-3 in the game. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman misplays the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Berry moves to second. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Rye pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rhine hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 4 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Warsler pinch runs for Al Van Camp. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Webb reaches second base with a double. Warsler scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Webb moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.